In today's usage, to say, I pity you, is usually something of an insult. Because usually today, it's the similar way of saying, oh, I am so much better than you, and I am so glad that I am not you. It's usually the meaning used today. But in today's gospel, that's not what's happening at all. When it says, at the sight of the crowds, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned, he was not being condescending, or he was not looking down upon them. Rather, he saw in each of them their struggles and their difficulties, their hopes, their dreams, their fears. He saw them clearly, even better than they themselves knew them. He saw their past, their present, their future. He saw the fullness of each person in that crowd. And he saw their longing for fulfillment. And his heart, his most sacred heart, responded not with contempt, but with overwhelming love. He was filled with compassion and mercy for them. He was moved to the very depths of his being with love. And it's very fitting that we would have this gospel, because this past Thursday, the bishops of the United States consecrated the United States to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is why today we're using some special prayers in honor of the Sacred Heart. What makes the Sacred Heart so beautiful, why we have a devotion to that, is not just because Christ had a human heart as we do, but he has the divine love within that heart. And he does not keep that love to himself or only share it with the Father or the Holy Spirit or the angels and the saints. But he longs to share that love with each one of us. And in the same way that he looked at the crowd, and he saw not just a large gathering of people, but each individual person, so he looks down from heaven upon each one of us. Of course, not looking down upon us the way you usually say that, but he just happens to be higher than us. But he looks down upon us with infinite compassion and even joy. He knows our past, he knows where we are in the present, and he knows what our future will bring. And he loves us unconditionally. There is nothing in anyone's past, anyone who ever has lived, is living, or will ever live, there is nothing in the past, in the present, or the future that can make him stop loving us. Really, the only obstacle that can be to his love is whether we are willing to receive it. As Christians, we try so hard to love other people. We work so hard at it. But then often we forget to allow ourselves to receive that same love. I know I am more than willing to forgive other people for their mistakes or kind of make, let's say, excuses, but say, oh, well, you know, they're just having a bad day. Or they just made a mistake. They're human. It's not a big deal. But then if I make a mistake, I am not as willing to show myself that same mercy and compassion. Not willing to allow myself to receive the love of the Sacred Heart. My friends in Christ, though, that is precisely what Jesus wants us to do. To open our hearts to his love. To receive that priceless gift. So, my friends, entrust yourselves, or let us entrust ourselves, to the care of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to that unconditional,